Jesus, you're so tender to us, and we thank you in your precious name that we come boldly today. We come in your precious, all-powerful name, the name, praise God, of ointment, of joy, of thrill, rejoicing. Lord God, how that name gives us inspiration. It gives us all the meaning we could ever want. Thank you that we are yours. Lord, write it upon us. Write us upon us the new name today. Lord God, let us understand these things. Yea, the deep things of God. What you're doing with us. What you've given to us. Take this food that you have for us today. Open our mouths. Open our hearts, Lord God. Let us enjoy supping with you and with one another. Lord, let the love of God increase in us, Lord, for one another. Until we see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we thank God together this morning, and I ask you to open your Bibles today to Romans chapter 11. And we're going to read and rejoice in what God willed for Israel, what God willed for Israel to have us. All right? Yes, to have you and me. And we'll begin reading in verse 7 of Romans 11. And it says there, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election hath obtained it. Did you get that? The election, the grace. Here's all the grace. You're that precious election. Hallelujah. But we obtained it. And the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them, that means given Israel, the spirit of slumber. And notice that, who gave it to them? God gave it to them. And yes, because of unbelief, we understand this, but there was a purpose in all of this, brothers and sisters. This didn't just, oh my goodness, happen, and God said, oh, what happened? This was absolutely divine. This is the will of God. This is the word of God. And so God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And to that we say amen. 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 Now, go on down here to verse 12. Now, if the fall of them, or Israel, be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them. Oh, here we go. The riches of the Gentiles. See, their slumber, their falling away brought us into the riches. Brought us into the riches. God gave them the spirit of slumber to bring us into the riches. You. Verse 19, thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. He did that for you. He did that for you. And verse 25, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Is that not glorious? I mean, I just love that. It's like everything was going along and then it just stopped. It's like the Old Testament when we studied the book of Esther. Everything was going along and here's all the prophecy. And now we got to talk about Esther. It had to be. That had to be dropped right in there at that time. Because everything stopped for her. And everything stopped for her. The blindness in part has happened to Israel. And it's still there today. We know that. And it's going to be there until something happens. The fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Brothers and sisters, do you get this? He moved out a nation for you. He moved out a nation for you. Now, think of it this way. Israel is Father God's wife. That is the truth. That's the word of God. Israel is the Father's wife. The word of God says that Israel is an unfaithful wife at this time. God gave them the spirit of slumber. The Father gave over his wife Israel to be unfaithful so that we could be grafted in for his Son to have us. Come on, people. Get in. Get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. Now, think about this. It really just struck me so amazingly. Just such awe of what was given up for us to have the riches. What was given up for us to be the fullness. Truly. Now, I want you to think about it. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Now, we've just rejoiced and understand and see that the Father gave over his wife to be unfaithful so his Son could have us. That's truth. That is truth. That's the Word of God. Now, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. For ye know. See, isn't that wonderful again? How the Word of God speaks to us. What you know. Mature sons of God, you know this. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Jesus Christ gave up his throne of glory for us. Oh yes, he did. He gave up everything. He was made lower than the angels. He became one of us. And he became the lowliest of the lowly. Again, to have us. All right. Turn on over to John 16, 7. So we have the Father and what the Father had given up. Now we have what the Son had given up. Well, we got one more to go here. Let's see what heaven gave up. In John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you truth. And this is Jesus saying, it is expedient. That word means profitable for you. Huh? Riches? Aren't we that the riches would come to the Gentiles? So that means it's got to be profitable to us, don't you think? So he says, I tell you, it is profitable for you that I go away. And this is Jesus telling his disciples, honeys, I'm going to go away. I'm going to ascend to the right hand of the Father. And here's why. For if I go not away, the comforter, the Holy Ghost, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Heaven gave up the Holy Ghost to have me. Isn't it incredible? The whole Trinity is in this. And why not? They're one. Brothers and sisters, the Lord gave everything to have you. Everything. 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 And then to think of what's going on with Israel right now. And we know this and we see this and it hurts your heart. And the biggest hurt is that they don't turn to Jesus now. Because they're going to. They're going to be the evangelists. That faithful wife, that unfaithful wife is going to be made faithful. But there's something that's got to happen first. You. The fullness of the Gentiles. The completeness of what this whole thing is about. And let's turn on over to Acts 15, 14 to understand why they gave all this up. What is this all about? Many places in the Word of God tells us, but this is a very beautiful place in the Word of God. And Acts chapter 15, verse 14. Simeon, this is Peter, he says, hath declared how God at the first, and that word first means first rank. This is what this is getting at here. Did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. It's glorious, brothers and sisters. And don't ever get confused. God did deal with Israel first. Absolutely. That's God's plan. But don't ever think that Gentiles, ones that were not Jews, could not come to God during that time. Oh, yes, they did. And let me tell you something. They were grafted in even then to be the very lineage and line of Jesus Christ. You ever hear of Ruth? Huh? And I can go on and on and on, whether it's Bathsheba, whether we could go on and even talk about Joseph's wife. All these different ones. Come on now. This is the lineage of our Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we're in a time and we're of this reward and we're the people of these riches because we're the people for his name. Amen. Ephesians 3:6 says it like this. Here's how it says it. That the Gentiles, and always remember this, when you're hearing in these sections of truth with Paul, when it's speaking of the Gentiles, it's not just merely speaking of ones that are not Jews. This is getting very deep. This is speaking of ones that are saved of the Gentiles, ones that are born again. And it says in Ephesians 3:6 that the ones that are saved should be joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Now, this is very important because you can say a people for his name. Well, this is the same thing of saying, praise be to God, joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. I have a sweetheart. She happens to be my wife. She's back there, and she actually has a name, and she's known as Mrs. Jessie Odorsio. She has my name. She's the only one that has my name. That's it. This is speaking of, praise be to God, that one that's going to rule and reign jointly with him. It's the reward, praise God, of this one that's going to take his name. Now, I really want to understand this again. When you hear that word Gentile, that name Gentile there, it's not speaking of the entire world. It's speaking of saved ones, ones that are already born again. And what's happening here is that he would take out of the saved or the born again Gentiles, that he would take out of the body of Christ. See, this is just like he called Rebecca at the well. She was taken out of the family. She was from the family. See, that's why Abraham told his servant, you're going to go back to where I was born. You're going to go back to the land of where my people are. And you're going to take out of my people a wife for my son. And he told right there, he said, we can't take out a wife for my son where we're living right now because these aren't my people. See, Jesus is going to take his bride out of one, out of the body of Christ. He's going to take his bride from ones that are saved. Oh, yes, that precious body. That's why we thank God that, hallelujah, we know that there's a slumber that's even going on with the people of God, but we know that there was the story of Adam and God was going to give him a wife and he had a slumber come upon Adam. See, we're talking God here. Shoot, they can even do surgery on you right now. You don't have to go to sleep. They just numb something. God could have numbed something and Adam could have been all awake and lucid and whatever you want to say, but it wasn't that way. God specifically said, I'm going to have a sleep come on you. And that's where the people of God are right now. They don't want to hear this. It's very sad. They think it's too much. Why are you saying that? We just need to go out and save the masses of people in the world. I'm so thankful, however, Christ is preached. I thank God each and every one of us at times in our life. The Lord will bring somebody over to us and whatever, and you lead them to Jesus. You have to be born again to grow up. You got to be a child of God to grow to be a mature son of God. But as Paul said, I came not to baptize. I came to preach the gospel. That didn't mean that he wouldn't baptize somebody or whatever, but that wasn't the intention of the ministry. There was a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wanted to go to the people that he knew that the Lord had touched to receive the deep things of God. That's why he wanted to get back to the Philippian saints. That's why he wanted to be with those ones at Ephesus at that time. They wanted to receive the word of God. There he was in Corinth with the Corinthian saints. They weren't receiving the word of God. All those years that God had him there, Paul wanted to get out of there. But he still gave him the word of God because the Lord had him there. But there was that fellowship that he wanted that was so deep. Just like when he was eventually in prison, there he was. And he wasn't calling for people, oh, come, you know, break me out of here. Or I'm innocent, which he was, and I need to get out of here. You know what he said? He said to these three or four or five different ones, come see me. I need you to preach me and minister me the deep things of God. I want a fellowship in that gospel. He didn't care where he was. What he cared about was what was going on in where he was. And that's the beautiful thing. Whether you're in a prison, whether you're in a furnace, whether you're in a lion's den, whether you're on a mountaintop singing, by the grace of God, Lord, let us be in tune. We've got it all. We've got the very riches of him. Now we thank God because the Father is calling ones that are saved right now. And he is, because he's no respecter of person. Be the wife for my son. Be the namesake of my son. Do you realize in Galatians 4:1, every child of God is born the same. Every child of God is a grace saint, by the way. Don't get that confused. Well, are you a grace saint? You got to be a grace saint to be saved, you ding dong. You're saved by grace through faith. And that's the truth. The difference is now, are you going to go grow in grace? Are you going to try to toil and to do something which you can't do? But see, what God is getting at here is he wants that wonderful namesake for his son, to have his son's name. I mentioned it earlier. It's just like I said, Polly took my name. And I thank God to this day, and there's a type in that. She has not denied my name. See, there's one called the Philadelphia Church. It says, you've not denied my name. What do you think about that? See, I think that's kind of a first love thing, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say that's basically staying in marriage? Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. See, we don't want to end up like Ephesus did, having all of these wonderful things about Christianity, about your life, about your faith, about all the things and the works that the Lord has done through you and all these wonderful, wonderful provisions. But for the Lord to say, I have one thing against you. You left your first love. You see what I'm saying? See, the marriage wasn't important anymore. Everything else was. All of these different things. But no, brothers and sisters, the marriage is vital. It is everything. This is why you come in here. This is why we rejoice in this message. This is praise God. He's called us to be the people for his name. Now, this is a people for himself. This is a people, praise God, as the Father said, I'm seeking those that worship me and worship me in spirit and in truth. Now, I ask you about that, brothers and sisters. Are you a worshiper? Huh? Oh, I hear all these, oh, well, we got a worship team. Oh, God, help them. You want to be a true worshiper. That's the worshiper you want to be. The worship, as the Word of God defines worship, drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss him. Why did you think that golden altar of incense was the last piece of furniture before you went into the Holy of Holies? Why do you think that was that last one? The golden altar of incense, the place of pure worship. Man, to step over in there as the cherubim and the presence of God and wings touching over the mercy seat. I mean, you're just struck in love. You've come through, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. You've come through, praise God, his ointment, his name is the ointment to my life. He's everything. He's the only thing. There ain't anything stopping us. We're just going on. And I want you to get this too, where it says a people for his name. It goes way deep. In that name translates a people for his pleasure. Isn't that glorious? A people for his pleasure. And it goes on. It means a people for his rank. See what his name means? His name's everything to you. It's your riches. It's your rank. Do you hear him say that to you? I'm getting me a people for my pleasure. I'm getting me a people for my rank. Not a rank, my rank. See, that bride for the Lamb, and thank the Lord for this, she's his pleasure. And you talk about his rank, she's going to rule and reign jointly together with him. Why would all of this not mean that? It has to mean that. Because it's all in that name. Everything is in the name of Jesus. Do you realize the power in that name? Do you realize the power of the resurrection in that name? Do you realize that in that name is all the ruling and reigning, all of the glorified together? The people for my name, write it on me. The bride for the Lamb, Jesus Christ. That name, that's the name. Now, most try to say, oh, well, God just brought us in to give us the same as he did Israel. And you'll hear that, and you will. But that don't fit the word of God. It don't fit. That's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what the Bible preaches. That's not what the Bible says. He brought us in to give us more. He brought us in to give him more. Oh, yes, he did. We rejoiced, right? I mean, even salvation. He forgave your sins for his sake. Now put your heart around that. He forgave your sins for his sake. He gave up glory for his sake. The Father, praise God, he had Israel become unfaithful for his son's sake. Heaven gave us the Holy Ghost for his sake. How could we have ever received all the things of Christ? How could we have ever been shown all of the things that we have in the Lord? How could we ever know that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ? And that was all for his sake. That's all because he could not deny himself. That's because this is all about his good pleasure. This is about all about Jesus Christ taking the throne as God. But he can't take the throne as God until he has his wife. Oh, let's finish this out now. Why is it not the word of God that God brought us in just to give us the same as Israel? Turn on over to Hebrews chapter 11. Oh, I'm feeling better already. Hebrews 11, 39. See, it's amazing what happens when you're not thinking about other things. Hebrews chapter 11, just real quick. We understand this is, in a way, the faith hall of fame of the Old Testament. This speaks about all of the Old Testament, full overcomers. Ones in the Old Testament that the Lord brought through everything and anything. Praise God. They attained a great, wonderful reward. An amazing place that they will always have with God. All how? By faith. Not one work. All by faith. All called and chosen of God. It wasn't going to be anybody but Noah. It wasn't going to be anybody but David. It wasn't going to be anybody but Samson or Ruth or Bathsheba or whoever it was. It was that one. It wasn't going to be anybody else but you. That's how divine the word of God is. Whom he foreknew. Whom he foreknew, he predestinated. Now listen to this. All of those full overcomer ones in the Old Testament, verse 39, all these have obtained a good report through faith. But what? Receive not the promise? What's he talking about? God having provided some better thing for us, that they, the Old Testament full overcomers, without us, should not be made perfect. So now, I want you to put this together. If God was just bringing us in to give us the same as Israel, why does he say what we have is a better thing? Because it is. And it's different. And it's not to be arrogant or compare about or anything of that nature. It's what God did. It's what God chose. It's what pleases God. And just thank him. You hit the reward truck of everlasting. This is it. This is what we have been brought into. This is why, praise God, think of this. They're not complete or made perfect without us. Without us, they cannot be made perfect. Think about everything that the Lord has intended for you to complete. Israel's not going to turn back until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, until this is complete. And we understand in that regard, we're talking about the church. We're talking about all the companies. But brothers and sisters, we're talking about the bride for the Lamb of God today. Amen. You have to remember in Colossians 1:25, Jesus Christ says, what was given to Paul to give to the saints, see, ones that are saved. This wasn't just given to the world, but was given, that mystery that was given to the Apostle Paul was given to the saints. Amen? And what was given to the saints, ones that are saved, was a message, a mystery. Praise God that that mystery in those saints would complete the Word of God. Do you think he's given you just a little bit more? Do you think he's given you just a little better thing? Now, brothers and sisters, and I love this. You know, the friends of the bridegroom, we talk about that often. The Word of God talks about it in Matthew. Those are the Old Testament full overcomers. They're with him today. They're in heaven. Some of those graves were open right there when Jesus Christ ascended and he went. Those graves, it said many of those graves were open, all right? And so those ones that we read about here in Hebrews 11, they're there. And they're known as the friends of the bridegroom. And those friends of the bridegroom, I'll tell you what, those worthies of faith, they have a wonderful place. The Word of God says that they're on thrones, they have crowns, and they're all around the glory. I mean, that's amazing. But here we are, brothers and sisters, and what we know, what we have, that we're going to walk into. We're not just going to have our throne. We're going to have his throne with him. We're not just going to have a crown. We're going to have his crown with him. And we're not going to be around the glory. By the grace of God, we are his glory. I thank the Lord so much today. What was given up for us to have. It says in the Word of God that that merchant man said he sold all that he had for that goodly pearl. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's everything in this word. And this is what he's caused you to know. What will we do with it, saints? Till he come? Just to stand as our precious usher prayed? Just the simplicity. Okay, you have it now. Stand. Withstand. Having done all, stand. Jesus.
I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I love
Father, we thank you in Jesus' name and so grateful to you that this is the word of your grace. And it is beyond comprehension, but it's just so fitting that that's the God who is love. And thank you, Lord, that you have grafted us in. Thank you, Lord, how you care for us and you continue to shower us with such truth and love. You've caused us to be a meeting in a little handful of saints that you grace to come and to feast upon strong meat. God, help us never to take it for granted. Help us never to be high-minded in this. God, if anything, you must increase and we must decrease. Lord, your mercy is just so amazingly powerful. Lord, you've clothed us with more of the riches of your glory today. Because of who you are, what you left, what you gave to have us. Lord, let us come boldly to that throne of grace. Let us come boldly as the mature sons, ones that someday will cry out with you, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.